an air of pessimism in the aftermath of the Donegal game, and especially the nature of the defeat when there was so much expected. But as usual with Tyrone in the qualifiers, they've managed to regroup with a couple of reasonably comfortable victories down the country. The Longford one and then the Kildare one was another step up. I suppose the big surprise was the extent of the win over Cavan. I think most people had expected them to beat Cavan and beat them reasonably well, but to beat them by as much as they did has certainly increased the optimism within the county generally ahead of the game against Roscommon. And I think that's even despite the black card for Peter Hart against Cavan in his third, but obviously that has been rescinded now, so he's available for the Roscommon game. So definitely I think people now are beginning to perhaps dangerously think about getting through the Super 8s and maybe an All-Ireland semi-final again, but that's down the road, and I'm sure the players themselves won't be thinking anywhere past the Roscommon game in Dr. Hyde Park.
And I've read where Mickey Hart, I think it was in your own paper, the Ulster Herald, suggested that he was slightly wary of Roscommon and that they were a different animal from the side which Tyrone hammered last year in Croke Park.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Like under, you know, if you remember in the aftermath of their Super 8 campaign last year, Kevin McStay was quite vocal in talking about how they were ill-equipped to deal with the intensity of top-level football at that time, and he was quite pessimistic about their prospects following those three games in the Super 8s last year. But I think things have changed reasonably well for them during the past 12 months. Anthony Cunningham has come in, and Anthony Cunningham, obviously, as people will know, is more renowned as the coach to the Galway hurling team that got to a couple of All-Ireland finals in the decade. But what he has done is seems to have introduced a wee bit more defensive ruthlessness, and then obviously has a lot of classy forwards who are able to take those scores. And the danger for Tyrone, I think, is the fact that they're going down into Dr. Hyde Park, a venue that Roscommon are really, really comfortable in. They've performed well there in the past. And if Roscommon, I suppose like any of these games at this level, if a team gets a good start, then that can make a difference and can really cause difficulties, even though the team like Tyrone who are going into it as favourites. But if Roscommon get a good start tomorrow, Tyrone could start to find that the you know, the things maybe aren't going as well. Maybe confidence goes down. Roscommon get the crowd behind them, and it becomes then a far more difficult task. But I think the past experience, with the exception of that game in Croke Park last year, the past experience between the two counties would suggest that whoever wins this, if Tyrone are going to win it, they're not going to win it, I don't think, by 10 or more points. It's going to be 3, 4, 5 points at the most.
The draw down there in the league, I know it was, 18 points when they met last year, and I'm sure Roscommon will take confidence from that too.
They will take confidence from that, and they'll also take confidence, and I know it's a while ago probably, but they'll take confidence from a qualifier game down there. I think it was around about 2011 where, again, they were fairly competitive in it, and they were, you know, close to winning, even though there was maybe 5 or 6 points in it. But I suppose the thing about Roscommon is they have been, even though they mightn't have broken any real records in terms of reaching All-Ireland semi-finals or finals, they've been competing well in the Connacht Championship. They've been up in Division 1 for a couple of years, even though maybe they're a wee bit of a yo-yo team in terms of being relegated and then going back up. But as you say, that National League game against Tyrone, like Tyrone were fortunate enough to come away with it with a draw on that day. And I suppose it was a game that maybe changed their season to a certain extent. Getting that draw then was a launch pad for a better finish to that league campaign. But certainly Roscommon will be looking back on that, and they'll say, right, well, okay, we've got that result against Tyrone in the National League. We should have won that game. You can be sure that they'll be saying, well, if we can do it in the league, we can do it in the Championship. And all the indications would be that if they can get that good start, they'll cause Tyrone real, real problems.
Looking at the Tyrone team, the team getting a settled look about it, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I suppose the thing about it is, you know, you have the likes of Cathal McShane, who's in there at full forward, who's providing an effective target. Matty Donnelly's out around the half-forward line dictating things, maybe moving back into the defence. And then you have the likes as well of Colm Kavanagh, who's playing that sweeping role that he's so accustomed to around the fall between the 21 and the 45. But also I think a player that has really settled into a role as well is Ronan McNamee at full forward. He's a yard man. He has really sort of established himself in there. He's a very calm and reassuring presence. He doesn't rush forward too often. He does it occasionally, but I think when you have that position and then Padraig Hampsey at centre back, and another player that has impressed in the games that he's started, and I think he'll start again this time, is Michael Cassidy from Arbow. The way the team's able to come forward and maybe kick a score every so often has been very beneficial as well. And equally, Brian Kennedy, another new player from Derry Loughan up along the Loch Shore. He has then at midfield, like, he started really impressively against Cavan last week and could have got a goal. And even though maybe he didn't maintain that level of performance into the second half, he was still, you know, he's got that height, he's got that strength, he's got that ability to move forward with a bit of purpose. And it'll be interesting to see how he fares against a good team like Roscommon and then going forward against, obviously, the Dubs in Healy Park.
Yeah, and, of course, then you have Colm McShane at full forward. He is that outlet. I know they've diverted back to more their running game, but he's still an outlet.
Oh, he is. And I think the difference maybe with Cahill is that they're able to, if the sort of the running game where you're reaching the 45 and you're blocked, if he's in there and you're able to fire maybe a long ball into him and he's able to win it, and he's got one thing on his mind, and that's to go for goal. And he's very strong, he's very good on the ball, and he does really give a big option. And I know we said this probably about Richie Donnelly this time last year when he was being played at full forward on a regular basis, but I think Cahill McShane is an out-and-out forward, whereas maybe Richie Donnelly is better suited out into the half-forward line midfield area. But Cahill McShane, you know, coming from the under-21s in 2015 and subsequently, is developed into a very fine attacker, and he's an option there. And even in All-Ireland last year, like, he did produce a few moments that were fairly, you know, if they had been maintained, Tyrone could have done an awful lot better in that game. So it'll be interesting to see if he can maintain that now into the real business end of the season, where you have where you're going to be meeting Dublin, you're maybe going to be meeting Kerry or Donegal or Mayo, those top teams.
Yeah. You don't expect any changes, do you?
I don't expect too many changes. The team is fairly settled. There's no real reason to sort of, to change things too drastically at this stage. And I think probably when the team is, when the team goes out, it'll be along familiar lines. And I think that's important, because I suppose in the past, maybe at times, Tyrone have made changes, to rotate players. But I think this time, that consistency is standing to them, and I can't see Mickey Hart changing that sort of winning formula that is there at the moment.
Are you expecting them to win tomorrow?
I'm expecting them to win, yes, Tom. I think they'll win by 4 or 5 points. It won't be easy, but I think even though the Roscommon have improved a lot since last year, I still think that they're, playing against Mayo and Galway and beating them in Connacht, when you move outside Connacht, it's a completely different set of circumstances. And I think Tyrone are, there'll be question marks over Galway's credentials in light of their exit from the Championship. The Mayo's credentials are still under review, even though they're into the Super 8s. So I think from all those points of view, I think Tyrone have the proven record.